All right, good afternoon. Mike Wall here in the studio with Mike Twenge and Megan Christensen from the EOC. We got a call yesterday afternoon as cases started to increase. We got a new notification today about 9 new cases, and the EOC thought it was important for them to be able to communicate with you again about what's going on in our community. So they have some important news to announce. I'll just turn it over to you at the beginning, Mike, and let's give the community an update on what's going on.
Okay, thank you, Mike. So this is Mike Twenge here. We've got Megan Christensen from the PIO here as well. So we've got some new developments of the COVID cases in our community right now. Today we announced 9 new cases. We're considering those community spread cases. We've met yesterday afternoon and this morning again with the Emergency Services Council. We've decided to move to the risk level yellow, which is the next risk level up from green. What does that mean for our community? By going to yellow, it means there's no gatherings larger than 20 people without the ability to social distance. That goes for businesses, churches, you name it. And then face coverings are highly recommended. You know, we did this early in the pandemic is create this community risk mitigation plan and identify our risk levels. When we say face coverings are highly recommended, I am highly recommending we wear masks. It's proven that they're effective. And what we heard earlier in the week from several people that they had a mask on and they were with other people, and they, after a week later, they did not test positive. But those who didn't have a mask on were positive. So masks are very important. Moving right along here, speaking with Sarah Phillips, executive director of the Chamber of Commerce yesterday, you probably all are aware that the downtown trick-or-treat has been postponed from this Saturday to a future date. They won't be having downtown trick-or-treat. And so with the community still looking to go out and trick-or-treat door-to-door or maybe to their some businesses that might be open that aren't downtown, please use caution. And if you don't need to go trick-or-treating, it might be a good year to stay home. Unfortunately, I was really looking forward to the kids having that holiday for them, and they've got their costumes, and it's always a special day for the children. But let's be cautious if we do this, and if we can pass on it this year, that would be helpful too. The school is closed today. We know that. We can't confuse the school by going to remote education with the community risk level of yellow. They've got their plan, but we're working together with the school district as well. So anyway, the community is now going into yellow. And then there was a few questions that came in. And I'll read from those. Is what goes into the decision to go up or down in risk levels, green to yellow, et cetera? Well, that, according to our community mitigation plan, that is determined by our levels of community spread. And right now, yellow means low to medium levels of community spread. We feel that's about the appropriate. However, that can change, just like we went from green to yellow in a day. So the ESC is informed of that decision. Ultimately, it is the Emergency Services Director a decision to make, but we did that together this morning. So support from that. And how much weight in those decisions comes from the medical community? We've spoken to the healthcare, public health this morning in Providence. They both support going to yellow. And so we've discussed with them. Another question is, why can't we do more at the airport? Well, we've been speaking to that again this morning with the Emergency Services Council, and we'll be looking to staff the airport with personnel to inform arrivals of the community risk level, and if they don't have a recent negative test, to please get one as soon as possible. Several of our cases came to the community recently by air travel, and we just want to remind people that that they should get a test. We've got plenty of testing capabilities in town, so testing is what isolates those and keeps it reduced. We've got election coming up on Tuesday. Please wear your mask. Please social distance. And if you have any questions about our recent cases, I'll let Megan Christensen answer those for you.
I don't have any specifically about Megan. We do have we see a trending topic seems to be hospitalizations. Is there any hospitalizations as of yet with cases we've seen in the Kodiak community?
Fortunately, Mike, there are not. And we have limited capacity here, and that would put us into the red if we started to reach our healthcare capacity.
How close are we to red, Mike?
Well, like I was announcing earlier this morning, it all depends on how these recent cases develop into our community. Red means we have medium to high levels of community spread. The healthcare hospitals are reaching capacity, and then we have also guidance from the state healthcare public health. So we're in close contact multiple times a day with our local public health nurse, Bonnie Weed, and we are very confident we're in the yellow status right now. And to be more specific, what we need to watch out for is more cases. If these cases develop into greater spread, then we may have to increase our risk level. But we've got to get a handle on this community. This is serious. It's affecting our schools. I think we have five schools closed today.
All in town. Schools are closed today.
Yeah, all in
for
town.
For cleaning and to give some time for contact tracing and things to settle down.
Okay. In regards to the elections now, are there any special protocols that are going to be put in place so that people are still going to be able to vote safely on Tuesday if they're doing it in person?
The previous elections we've had seem to go off very well, so I think that their protocols are all working. We took different precautions this year than previous years, so I don't know of any plans yet to change any voting.
Okay.
But this is developing. Like I said, three cases yesterday, nine today, 30 active cases in our community, the highest we've seen this year.
Is it a special concern to you that these cases are not travel-related and they're community transmission?
Yes, that is very much of a concern. You know, as we move around, I believe the state has made some diagnosis that we're at one plus something, one point something. So one person is spreading it to more than one other person right now.
Which is not good.
Which is not good.
In regards to a face mask mandate, we're still doing this highly recommended thing, but do we get to a place where there is a mandate that comes out?
Yeah, the next step is masks are required. We were hoping the governor would create a statewide mandate. He's reluctant to do that. The enforcement of a mask mandate is something we have talked long and hard about. Our goal has been for compliance, just individual compliance, you know, take it on as a responsibility to protect one another. And especially within your household, because when you bring this virus home now, what we're seeing is the whole household is getting sick.
Right. I have a question from a listener wanting to know whether or not you have the resources or the desire to want to update cases over the weekend, or are you going to continue to only do that on the weekdays?
Well, we've made a commitment to announce over the weekend if we see a real change. So if we have one or two cases over the weekend, we may not. If we see multiple cases or this thing getting more out of hand, we'd be happy to put an announcement out.
Okay. How are you doing as far as capacity in regards to staffing the airport? Do you have enough people that are going to be able to do that? What are the folks going to be doing who are out there? And is it just kind of an informational thing as travelers get off planes?
That's our goal right now, is to be informational and to inform the arrivals that there's testing available. What we've seen now with the change in the state, Megan has got that dialed in, but people are traveling without results of their test yet. And so they're able to arrive here and not get their results for maybe a few days. And we've experienced that this month alone, is some people were here positive, didn't get the results till they got home again. So the risk level is out there, and as much information as we can get out about testing. We can test here, not so much on the weekends, but we can test and get results the same day in town.
The airport tent is closed down, though, right?
I'm not sure about that. We would have to confirm with CANA.
Okay. Now, again, just for folks who aren't aware of what the rules are in regards to quarantine, when you arrive in Kodiak with a test in hand, what's the recommended period of time that they need to quarantine themselves?
7 days until they can get a second test. 7 days or until, let's see, say this correctly, at least 7 days and get a second negative test result.
Another question from a listener wondering about whether or not the tests were from symptomatic or asymptomatic people.
We're seeing both, but we're seeing more symptomatic right now.
And
it's all ages, too. I want to make a note of that. It's all ages. It's not just the 20-somethings or not. We're seeing all ages affected right now.
Okay, well, those are all the questions I have. We'll probably have more as this progresses. We thank you for your time today.
Thanks for getting the word out for us, Mike.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.